You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henna Baba. As a young girl, henna artist Sabrina Huck learned about her culture's ancient traditions during family visits to Pakistan. She became fascinated with the intricacy of henna designs at a family wedding and saw the art form as a way to share her culture with others. Today, Sabrina is one of the most sought-after henna artists in the Bay Area, and she's the owner of Ritual by Design in San Francisco. Sabrina sat down with KALW's Janae Darden.
Henna, its scientific name is Lasomia inermis, and it is a natural plant dye. It grows in the desert. So that's why you see the art in Southeast Asia, in Africa, Middle East. Mm-hmm. It actually originated in the Middle East, but all these different cultures practice it. Southeast Asia really popularized it because we just are extra. Like,
okay.
We are just so extra. Like, we need from here to here. But all these different cultures practice it. Mm-hmm. And now you see it kind of immersing as a tradition in America and all over the world. So it's really interesting to see how people have used this natural plant dye as, like, this body art that's marking milestones and beautification, but also empowerment and, like, really honoring, like, different points in people's lives.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, I know you do weddings. Yeah, what are the moments in people's lives where they would wear henna?
So, weddings, definitely. Mm-hmm. A new tradition in American tradition of henna art is pregnancy bellies.
Yes, I've seen that.
It's a really nice way for mothers to just kind of appreciate and honor that time where they're changing so much and they get to beautify and, you know, your body's going through all these changes. So it's nice to just do something beautiful. Mm-hmm. I've always had an interest in art. And, you know, growing up in a rich Pakistani cultural household, there was art, but it was more focused on culture and traditions. And so I always, like, really enjoyed doing art.
What kind of art did you like doing as a kid?
To be honest, like, growing up in a Pakistani household, you know, they didn't really want me to pursue art, like, as an artist, taking classes, drawing human figures, these sort of things. But for them, like, art was also somehow related to fashion, and, like, henna art was really something that I learned as a young girl, and I really enjoyed.
Tell me how you learned henna art. I know there's a story behind it.
So growing up, you know, my mother would always send me to Pakistan with my grandmother. And there I would just see how all the workings were. And my cousins and I, we would do henna for each other. And as a way of just, you know, having company, and whether it was before a holiday or just for fun. So we would do it for each other. And that's where I kind of got started.
What was it like visiting Pakistan as a child, especially coming from the U.S.?
You know, it was my favorite thing as a little girl to be able to go back home and just see how people live differently and how things were simplified. And, you know, the culture is just so vibrant and the food is so delicious. And I grew up with seven aunties. My mother is one of seven. And so it was just always, like, full of colors and fashion and just, like, having a really nice time communing together.
And how did they inspire you as an artist?
I think because they're all such strong women, and they really provided for their families, they had a very much, like, a hustle mentality. They were not only, like, pursuing whatever art or work they're doing, but they're also maintaining the family and keeping everybody happy, and then the extended family. So I think they just showed me, like, how much of a capacity women have of, like, just doing so much. Mm-hmm. All the time.
I understand that your brother's wedding changed you as an artist, or you really, that was a significant point of evolvement as an artist for you.
Yeah, my brother's wedding was real special. That was maybe one of the longest times that I was in Pakistan. I really grew a lot during that time. There was also other family things that were happening, and I saw how my family, like, challenged adversity. And then the wedding itself was just, like, so full and so beautiful, and I felt like, you know, I've been to so many cousins' weddings, but to go to my brother's wedding was like, oh, I'm part of this. Mm-hmm. And I was there through every moment. Loved it.
And so you did the henna art at the wedding?
I got it done. So I got the most that I've ever gotten done. Mm-hmm. I remember bringing it home with me back home. I think we were living in Platteville, Wisconsin at that time. And just all my friends being like, what was that? And tell me about it. And I felt so much pride in telling them about my brother getting married. And then, you know, my sister-in-law coming into our lives. Mm-hmm. So, like, that was kind of pivotal for me to, like, have a female role model come into my life at that time in my life, too.
So when did you know that this is something that you really wanted to do as a career, or not even, or just when did you know this was a passion for
right.
you?
You know, I feel just so much like passion, like you said, and sharing my art and culture traditions with other people. For me, I felt really inspired when I came to California for the first time, and I saw artists within the area kind of doing it at different events and at weddings. So I think I realized that, you know, there was a demand for it and people are wanting it. And so I just focused, mm-hmm. like really focused, and got really good.
And what are some new twists you've brought to the art?
One new twist that I've brought to the art, which gets a lot of notice, is I'm doing henna on men.
Oh,
which
okay.
traditionally it's really more of like a female art form, mm-hmm. but gender equality, you know, okay. men should get henna too. And so I've been just kind of like kind of playing with that and seeing how that looks. You know, I started by doing just a hand, and then I'm like, let's do a sleeve.
Yeah, I saw a sleeve on one guy.
And it's cool, you know. I think it has the same impact. Like, having henna art on women has an impact. Like, men are feeling that same thing, and it's beautiful.
Do you have an idea before you go on what you're going to do, or do you just, as you're, when you see that hand or whatever body part you're painting, it just comes to you?
Right. I feel totally flexible. I think it's really nice when people have the ability to choose a little, or if they want to weave a certain intention into the design. But also, like, growing up and how I learned the art, you just stick your hand out there and, you know, you let the artist go.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when you allow an artist to just kind of freestyle, you get hooked up and you get, like, something that's really, like, meant for you.
Mm-hmm. How is the community react to that, especially some of the, maybe the elders in the community? Do they think you should be sticking to tradition, or do you have pressures, or are pressured to stick to tradition?
Right. Being raised in a Pakistani Muslim household, like, tradition was so important. And there's something so beautiful about how my mother raised me to know where I came from. Even though we were here in America, there was, like, this upholding of tradition that's just so beautiful. And I feel like henna art kind of is within that, Mehndi art, as we call it in Southeast Asia, is part of that. So that was really important, and that's kind of the foundation of what I do. But also, you know, the art has to evolve, and it is going to evolve. And people are going to try new things and do things differently. So why not be the person doing it, but doing it from a very, like, intentional space, where I'm still educating people about the tradition. I'm still staying sincere to where the art came from, how it's mixed, and these elements to it. But also seeing the art, like, do different things, but do it in, like, a classy way, you know?
That was henna artist Sabrina Huck speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. And we've got more artists' interviews and stories from around the Bay Area. Just subscribe to our newsletter and get it all in your inbox every week.